President, how are you, sir?
Pretty good.
Just one moment of your time, sir. I'm a bit concerned about some of the rumbles I hear and an article or two I've read in the paper about the intention of some of us who feel very strongly about this poll tax, and I just wanted to personally tell you that I don't think it's necessary to, because I hope you already know of my personal loyalty to you, that this is motivated because of philosophical conviction and because I'm staring down the gun barrel of a sizable percentage of Negro voters, both in two of our largest metropolitan areas. And that if there's any conspiracy afoot, I know nothing of it. Mm-hmm. And I haven't sensed this on the part of anybody, really.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to get a bill very much, and I want to. I don't know what we can do if we go beyond what the Attorney General thinks we ought to. I don't know what'll be the outcome. I have left it up to him. I felt that he was loyal to the Kennedys, and I kept him on largely for the reason that I didn't want personalities to get involved in this and credit and spirited contests and stuff. And I think civil rights is something we ought to keep above politics. And I was hopeful that he could work out something that everybody would be agreeable to. I told him last November to draw a bill that would lower the age limit to 18 and would get rid of the poll tax. He came back to me and told me that the preponderance of judgment of the department was that they could not do that, and that I would endanger the whole bill. That he thought, in effect, he could do it by providing it couldn't be used to discriminate, and that he would get as close to it as he could. When this question came,